Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're so glad that you have joined us today. Of course, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. We have Dr. Group. All his great products are on sale. The kidney cleanse. We're going to get into kidney cleanse. If you're wanting to do a detox, that's one of the main things you can do for your health. Detox your body. We're going to get into kidney cleanse for sure. Dr. Group, of course, is the founder of Global Healing Center back in the 90s, all the way back then. He's the CEO of it. He's at the forefront of research and development on natural products, doing something that really helps you. We love Dr. Group. We love him when he comes on. His products are fantastic. Welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
It's been great coming on your show all the time, and I'm glad to be back. It's this is what I love doing, just like you, just talking to people and sharing knowledge. I've been away for about 3 months and traveling through Europe and talking to different health practitioners and seeing what's been going on throughout different European countries as far as health. And if we have some time, I'll share some of that with you. It's pretty crazy. So,
well, let's start
anyway,
there.
I'm glad to be back.
Let's just start there.
What?
Yeah, let's just start there if you want to. Let's just start there in Europe. Tell
well,
us
no,
about
the
go ahead.
Is,
let's start there.
You know, it's all about global healing, right? So, I was on a 3 month hiatus of basically looking and talking to different individuals. Unfortunately, most of the European countries are still on social medicine, so it's very hard for people to get natural medicine. And I haven't been on a European tour in a long time. Last time it was years ago, and I came back and I always said that Europe is so far ahead of us because there's no GMOs allowed in most European countries, no fluoride allowed in most European countries. And for the most part, you know, being and traveling throughout the United States and seeing and dealing with obesity and dealing with all of the health conditions on a daily basis like autism and ADD and all of the prescription medications that are being prescribed to the children. And you know, I would go to Europe and then, you know, over there it was completely different. People were healthy. They were walking to work. They had healthier foods. They weren't prescribing medications to their children for everything under the sun. They weren't doing mental screenings. But this latest trip that I just got back from was pretty devastating at seeing how the world is turning out. I mean, Europe's gone. Where we were maybe 10, 15 years ago is where Europe is now. I was amazed. There was literally lines outside the door for Kentucky Fried Chickens, for McDonald's. And in the last 10 or 15 years, almost every single person over there was overweight. And as I was talking in different countries and going into the independent health food stores and talking to these individuals, they were saying the same thing. I mean, what we were dealing with in the U.S. 10 years ago is what they're dealing with now. Like 80-90% of the people are sick, and they don't have a lot of options for natural practitioners. There definitely are natural healthcare practitioners over there, but just like over here, insurance doesn't cover natural treatments, which I would check. Just an update to have everybody check their insurance policy because they do cover like chiropractic and massage therapy and acupuncture. Take advantage of everything that your insurance, anything that's even remotely natural on your insurance policy that can help you in any way, shape, or form to prevent any type of illness. So there is a growing huge demand throughout all of the Europe. I was in Sweden. I was in Finland. I was in St. Petersburg, Russia. I was throughout Greece, Spain, London, mostly the Baltics, Norway area, and Estonia. I was in Estonia.
Let me ask you about Greece, because I had went to Greece this summer. Also, did you get the sense? What did you get the sense of the people and the government and kind of that thing? That I thought that was interesting.
It was super hot over there. I like Greece, and I like whenever I'm traveling through Europe, I kind of do the organic thing. So I try to tour organic farms and biodynamic farms. So I kind of stay in that arena. I don't branch out too far into the whole political and all that. But I mean, the people were nice over there. I lived in Athens for a week and maybe a couple weeks. And then I was in Santorini and Mykonos and some of the islands. And because the blue zone, you know, Santorini is a blue zone in different area in Greece, and the blue zone is where people live to, you know, over 100 different blue zones. So talking to people, what they're doing, and but things are different over there as well. I just saw corruption, and I guess I was wrong in the belief that we, all of the things we hear over here, every single health store owner that I talked to said, told me, don't believe that we don't have GMOs over here. They all said that they've infiltrated everywhere in Europe now, too. Even though they're not allowed and they're illegal, they've already been brought in and they've already contaminated the crops. That's what they were telling me. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there with that. But
let me ask you about Codex Alimentarius. Is it Codex Alimentarius? Am I pronouncing that right? It seems like in Europe, the idea of everything is prohibited unless allowed, where America, everything's allowed unless prohibited. Did you kind of see that? Is that a hindrance to natural healing things there?
You know, Codex is basically a trade commission created by the UN, and it's really designed to control all the aspects of how the food and nutritional supplements are exchanged. I didn't hear anything about that or that's kind of been a silent subject actually for a while. I think what happened, my take on the whole Codex Alimentarius is I do think it poses a huge threat to the basic freedoms that we have in health and well-being, and I think that that was multiple reasons why that was put into effect. It basically translates, Codex Alimentarius translates into food rules. I don't think we should have, like, food rules that tell us what we can eat and what we, the amount of vitamins that we can take or anything that restricts us from, you know, fair trade practices or whatever when it comes to food supply. But I think because that there was us and you and everybody else that was involved with fighting Codex Alimentarius and exposing the what was really going on behind the scenes with it, that I think that they've, I mean, I really haven't seen anything in the news. Now that's a bad thing, because usually when that happens, they're doing a lot of things in secret and then covering it up and not putting it out in press releases or not, you know, announcing it anywhere. So they don't want the public outcry, and they don't want people.
What did you? They don't want resistance. They want to do it in dark.
Henry Kissinger said, if you control the food, you control the people. And it's almost the same. Boy, you can say, if you control the electricity, you control the people. If you control the water, you control the people. If you control the oil and gas, you control the people. If you notice that the big conglomerates and the globalists and the cabal and the, you know, Illuminati, I mean, whatever, all of those dark forces out there, that's how they control the people. They control the commodities that the people need to survive, or at least that they think they need to survive.
One last question about Europe. Well, maybe two, but one. What were people's attitudes about vaccines? Is there the same, you know, here there's a big autism furor kind of discussion. Do you see the same thing there, or did you even get into that?
Not nearly as much, because most of the women over there are breastfeeding, and breastfeeding has made lots of strides here in the United States and going back to natural births and doulas and stuff like that, but Europe is definitely ahead of us on that. And as a matter of fact, the social medicine systems over there actually pay for you to get, even if the woman cannot breastfeed, there are surrogate breastfeeders or surrogate mothers that actually
wet nurse. Yeah.
Freeze their milk, and the system, the social medicine system, will actually pay for a mother to get other mothers' breast milk. And that's what's so damaging here in the United States, is that the welfare system gives mothers soy-based, chemical-based formulas that are actually damaging to the DNA of the baby and cause all kinds of health problems and allergies, and the list goes on and on and on. So I would definitely say that they're much more educated in that matter over there.
We're coming up on a break. So good to be with Dr. Group. We got him for a little over an hour more. If you have any questions, you can call 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. When we get back, we're going to get into detoxification, some of the other products, and just wherever else it goes. You never know with Dr. Group where this is going to go. So good to have him. So good to have you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. ThePowerHour.com. We're talking to Dr. Group live on air. Doing a little producing. Good thing Dr. Group remembered, because I didn't. There was a question, an email, or a comment on the website. You can go to the website, of course, thepowerhour.com, and you can make any kind of comment. And Catherine gets those, and she forwards some of them to me. This is from Eric. And I just want to read this and maybe talk about this with Dr. Group. He's a perfect person. Eric writes, "It's amazing all this country has been lied to so much. How do I, as a man, go ahead and teach people about what is really going on without sounding like a conspiracy theorist or just a total freak? I am a Christian, and I follow history, and I'm very concerned what is going on with our country, and to educate the fact that 9/11 and all other supposed conspiracy theories are totally, totally accurate." I think that's a question a lot of our listeners had. I'll throw that out to you first. Any thoughts that you had, Dr. Group?
Well, I mean, that's definitely a hard subject. I mean, right now, the planet and the individuals are going through a consciousness shift. And there's, if you look at the ancient traditions and you look at the yin and the yang, or the way that everything works is in balance, so you always have negative and you always have positive. And people should, what I really think is that people should just be focusing on themselves right now, because there's so much fear and there's so much negativity going on that you can get wrapped in it. And time is precious. I mean, the time that we have talking about balance and looking at what are you doing as an individual to improve yourself every single day. You know, businesses used to think with their employees that we're going to take a proactive approach and we're going to teach leadership, and we're going to teach, you know, if you need some help with improving your communication skills, we're going to send you out for a course there. If you need help with task management and organization, we're going to send you out to courses on that. But what we're realizing now, and this is something that I've always been teaching for a long time, is always look at the root cause. Look at the root cause if you want to improve anything in your life. And so now what we're realizing is the root cause is really comes down to personal development. And when I say that is, everybody's different and everybody has a different life. But if you really work with your employees and you really work with your friends and your family and you help them develop as a person, you know, there's plenty of personal development people out there, Anthony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn. I mean, I have a list of, you know, 20 or 30 that I listen to. As a matter of fact, every single morning, and everybody should do this, mornings are so precious. Mornings are how your day starts. This is one tip. This is what I do that I would recommend that can change every single person's life. Don't touch your cell phone for the first hour of the day. If you have a family or if you're by yourself, I have a wife, I have two kids. Every single morning, we get up, and the first thing that we do is we meditate together as a family for 15 minutes or maybe even a little bit longer. After we meditate, we have personal development time. Personal development time is where we all sit around a table in the morning. It's quiet. No one's looked at their phones. After we've all meditated, we all get our journals out, and we put on some sort of personal development video, you know, how to set goals. Like, from, I love Jim Rohn. I think Jim Rohn is he was Anthony Robbins' mentor, and I just resonate really good with him. I mean, I love the way he speaks. I love the way he teaches. And there's plenty of people out there, and we'll put on a 15 or 20 minute, sometimes even 30 minute personal development, and we'll study this. And here, this leads to the root cause of why, you know, people are having such a hard time dealing with their emotions, and they're not able to set goals, and they're not able to improve in life. We should be improving every single day of our lives. We should be getting better. We should be learning all of these skills. We should be meditating. We should be understanding. And that's how you change not only yourself, but the people around you. And then you start hanging out with people that are, that are doing the same things. So personal development is you develop yourself as a person, because we only have a certain amount of time. And when I see and I hear stories about how people are just wasting their time, or they're living in the past, you know, everybody today is a victim. Like, oh, something happened to me in the past and I can't get rid of it, or this happened to me in the past and this happened to me in the past and this happened to me in the past. Things happened to all of us in the past. But what can you do about it? There's nothing you can do about the past. Time is so precious. When you think about it, even if we have only 70 or 80 years here on this planet, and you look back at the end of your life, and I talk to people in their 80s and 90s because they're so wise, and you can learn so much from them, and I ask them, what would you do different? Now, most of them say, I wouldn't have wasted so much time. Think about just if you're watching an hour or two of TV every single night. Think about how much time kids are playing on video games. Think about how much time you might be watching stuff on Netflix or playing games or just messing around on the computer. What benefit are you getting from that? How are you growing as a person? How are you becoming a better person? And that all ties into health, because health is not only how clean the inside of your body is, but it's also how clean your mental ability is. All of the most successful people in this world focus on themselves, focus on becoming a better person. And that's where the 80-20 rule comes in, or the 90-10 rule comes in. You're always, you know, there's nobody that's going to be perfect 100% of the time. If you, you know, you're doing personal, you're setting your goals, you're trying to reach these goals, your health goals, your family goals, because what you need to do, what everybody should do, is itemize out on a piece of paper. Since there's only about, you know, what, a certain 12 hours in a day, right? What I recommend is that you write out what you want to spend time with. So let's say you're going to be at work for 8 hours. You're married and you have a wife. Well, you need to spend time with your wife. You have kids. You need to spend time with your kids. You have yourself, which most people forget about, that you need to spend time with yourself. You have your friends that you want to spend time with. You might have a pets or something you want to spend time with. If you don't balance all that out and say, you know, I'm going to spend this amount of time, and I'm going to put effort into spending time with my wife, I'm going to put effort into spending time with my kids, effort into spending time with my pets and all that, and kind of schedule it out and just say, I want to spend this much time every single day with all these, then your life is going to be unbalanced and something's going to suffer. Right? Because something always suffers because there's not enough time. And so that's how precious time is. So in order to reduce the root cause of something always suffering, that's why people are always going through all these challenges in life. And challenges, or let's just say failures, lead to successes if you pay attention to them, and if you change them, and if you learn by them. Because that's also what the most successful people say, is that I would not be successful today if I didn't have failures, but I had to learn from those failures. So if you're in an unsuccessful or a damaging relationship, you need to learn from that and then move on.